Hey, I got a fucking weird thing I want to talk about that just popped into my head.
All right, what is it?
Do y'all eat salt and vinegar chips?
Yeah.
No.
You ever get those weird sweats?
I mean, like, I'm a
Like the
man.
vinegar sweats.
Fucking what?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Every time I eat something vinegary, like salt and vinegary, like I'll go to fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. I'll get a goddamn basket of potato wedges with the salt and vinegar seasoning.
I just opened my
Nothing
goddamn
goddamn
window in
else will do it to me.
January.
Nothing else will do it to me, but the salt and vinegar, that shit makes me like sweat.
Ben, do
And
you
I don't
get wait,
understand.
Ben, do you get vinegar sweats since you weren't here when Chris asked that amazing
No, I
question?
do not get vinegar sweats. Chris, are you allergic to vinegar?
You
No,
might
I'm
be
not.
allergic to vinegar.
I'm not allergic to
Oh, the
vinegar. It's
fuck
just
up
if I
I
eat
am
too
from
much, if I consume too much of the vinegary goodness, I'll start sweating, and I don't fucking
What?
know
I can like
why.
drink a bottle of vinegar and
Okay.
not start
Wait,
fucking
okay.
sweating.
Hold up. This is Goblin Cast Live on the air.
Oh my god, we're done.
Fuck.
No, we can't. No, we've got to keep some of the stuff we just did. It wasn't all bad.
Eddie, you've committed yourself to an editing nightmare, and I
Hi,
want you
I'm
to know
Eddie.
this.
Hi, I'm
Hi.
Ben for the second time.
Hi, Ben. I'm Chris.
How come you only
Again.
say hi to him and not to me, Evie?
It's because you don't get the vinegar sweats.
Okay,
Because
I shouldn't have said
only
hi to any
just
of you.
So
the
let's, we
vinegar
need to
sweats. You're
talk
the
about
only
this. We need,
person on the face
this is a discussion that we need to
of
have. Chris, what do you mean by start sweating?
I
It,
just,
like,
I get sweaty. Like,
do you get
I don't
like
know.
hives? Do you shake? Does your
No,
face itch
I
when you
literally
hold
just
up? Chris,
get
are
a
you
little
allergic to
sweaty.
vinegar?
Ben, you shake when you eat cake.
No, I dance.
Okay. No,
You were
but
just
Chris,
telling me that like
okay?
the cake the other day was making you like shudder.
Chris, on a scale from like.
Okay, let me
No, no,
rephrase
no,
this
no.
in a
Hold
way
up.
that makes sense. Do
Okay.
you ever eat something spicy and get a little sweaty from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
You get
But
that
vinegar's
from
not
I get that from
spicy.
vinegar, but I don't get that from the wings. It's this
Chris.
is pretty much only happens when I go to like Buffalo Wild Wings and I get the salt and vinegar potato wedges because they fucking load it up with the salt and vinegar seasoning, so it's like extra vinegary.
Are you sure
Like
it's
I
not
don't
the
get sweaty
salt?
from the
I'm
wings.
comfortable
Wait,
in
wait,
Buffalo
wait, wait,
Wild.
wait. When you eat regular, like out of the bag salt and vinegar chips, do you get the vinegar sweats?
It depends on the chip, like
All right, and when
the
you eat
Pringles.
like,
Okay, the
if
Pringles,
one is
salt and vinegar
particularly
Pringles are
vinegary,
particularly vinegary. I do get
when
a little
you
sweaty
have a
from those.
salad with like a balsamic vinaigrette.
Eddie, you know my feelings on lettuce.
Wait,
Eddie will eat it
wait,
straight.
no, wait,
Chris will eat
Lettuce
it
and I are not currently on speaking terms.
Lettuce is null and void of anything good for you. It's
Let
good for
us
the
move
environment,
on.
and it looks bad.
Hold on. I think one of the funniest stories I've ever been told about Ben, was
Oh
when,
no. I
it
don't
was
even know what's
when,
coming.
when his ex came to stay with him at his parents' house for a few days while they were out of town, and they had like HelloFresh meals to prepare. And they pulled out of the bag a salad and Ben threw it directly into the trash.
That's because Ben is the best. And he knows what he's doing because
Like for
lettuce
fucking
is a
hours.
problem.
I pulled it
So
out, I looked at it, I said, we
this
don't
post
need
was
this,
written
and
by
I opened the
Spinach
trash and
Gang.
it was gone.
Spinach
Oh man, I only like cold spinach. Like uncooked.
I mean, the thing about cooking spinach is that you no longer have any.
This
What
is
do you
true.
mean?
It like
When
it
you cook spinach,
shrinks.
it disappears.
Like you can like
Gotcha.
I would routinely when I worked in the dining hall, I would make like like sometimes we'd like saute stuff together and I'd throw it into a bowl of food or whatever. Food, things people humans, things that humans eat. But
Sure, we know
if you
about those.
wanted enough spinach to like actually put into a dish, you had to like pi you had to take like a frying pan and pile about a foot of spinach above the like pan.
Well, spinach isn't
And
very dense.
I'm glad that
right, and
you.
like it cooks down in the oil as you saute it to like these tiny little shriveled, like sad, like dead spinach foreskins and
That's why
you
you gotta
cook
shred it
down
and
that like
That's what
chop it up
you
and
want to call
stuff.
it, huh?
That,
Wow.
yeah, that's the
Spinach
verbiage
to nothing.
That's so like not eat spinach anymore. Okay.
I'm glad you brought up the dining hall though, because Ben and I used to go to the fucking dining hall and eat like absolute monsters.
Oh my god, we ate like first year college students. I don't know what you're talking Tuesday, about. Though.
Well, we
I knew
would
a
go,
guy in
like,
college who got scurvy.
We would go before. We had this lecture. We had this lecture theater class, 101. Theater 101. And we would go. And depending on if Ben had just woken up or if he
most
had
likely
already been up, we would either get
which
breakfast
only
or
when
lunch.
I work.
But if we were getting lunch, like we'd both get like a plate of food, right? And then we'd have a third plate that was just fries. Like the whole, like it was an entire plate.
I remember and
just
miss
stacked
fry
up
plate
with fries.
I miss fry plate.
Oh man.
I miss sitting in that class to which me and Eddie knew literally every answer.
Oh my god, it was such an easy class. We'd just play fucking Digimon.
We would sit at our we would sit on our laptops and we would play Digimon World Dawn and Dusk.
I played
one time
a lot
TA
of
called
Animal
us
Crossing
on it,
in
and
a,
so we closed
like,
Digimon World Dawn and Dusk and opened up like whatever our social media site of choice at the time was. And then she walked away and we unminimized Digimon World Dawn and Dusk.
Stop playing.
Like, people think there are rules in college.
Oh, my God. Well, that class, there was, like, I'm making air quotes here, homework.
it was read and it was this like, three-page play.
No, dude, they were longer than that. It was, like, read this play or this excerpt from a play, and then you got to answer these questions on it. And so while we were eating lunch slash breakfast before the class, we'd pull up the questions. And for, like, the most part, we'd be able to, like, we'd just be like, that's probably the answer, right? And we'd just be able to guess, because the questions were so fucking basic, we'd just guess the answers.
And then it's, like, homework made for people that hadn't done the assignment.
Yeah, and then if there was a question that was, like, very specific, you know, like, oh, what did she say to the captain in scene, you know, 3? Then we would, like, go to the fucking document and go to scene 3 and then control F, captain. And then be like, oh, okay, that's what she said to the captain.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
I lost my so that was the only class I ever took. And I didn't take very many, but that was the only class I ever took that required a clicker because it was like a full lecture class.
Yeah, there was like a there was a lot of kids in that class.
Yeah.
I just pronounced
so
kids like
that one
kids.
Had a clicker.
I don't know why.
And
I
got
that.
A clicker with all of the like recommended like syllabus books that they made us buy.
Oh my god. That, one of those books for, like, was $200 and we never got assigned to read anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, so, I fucking sent an email to the professor. I'm sorry I'm interrupting your story, Ben, but I didn't have a lot of money at the time, okay? And I sent it, all my books were for all my classes, right? Like, the most expensive book was like $50, and then that book was $200. And I sent an email to the professor, like, before the semester started. I said, hey, I'm in this class. This book is $200. Are we going to be using this heavily, or am I going to be able to, like, read along with somebody else if I know someone in the class, or like X, Y, and Z, right? Like asking him stuff like that. And he was like, no, the book is required. It's going to be used in the class. Not a single fucking time were we ever assigned a reading from that book. They just wanted you to spend $200 on it.
I bet you he was a co-author.
I was so mad, dude. I was so mad.
I just, like, I can't wrap my head around why a textbook costs that much. Like, I get that, like, there's a lot of research and, like, work that goes into creating it, but also, like, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you put out a textbook, and then every person who takes the course buys the textbook. You have a guaranteed return on investment. Why does it cost $200?
Yeah. Right? It's like, come on, please, I'm begging you.
So, Ben, go ahead with your story about the clicker.
Oh, the story was that I lost the clicker after 3 weeks, and then I just walked up to the front and said, hey, I was here, and they said, okay, Ben, and I walked away. So the TAs knew my name.
Because you didn't have a clicker.
Because I didn't have a clicker, and the one time a TA walked up and said, hey, you shouldn't be doing this, I stopped, and they walked away, and I opened it back up, and they did not look twice at me. They knew my fucking name.
Mm-hmm.
They had the student registries. They could have been like, Ben Kuhl, cut it out. You know, at the front of the class. To
literally
to
nobody
and they just
gave.
Walked away.
Like, I think the thing that, like, really did it for me with college was realizing how little anybody gave, like, any shits. Because I don't know if you guys remember high school. I know that, like, most of us black
it
out.
I do remember high school, yeah.
But, like, I don't know if you guys remember
high school.
Having teachers tell you, like, oh, in college, they're not going to put up with this. As if, like, I didn't, like, walk into college and then my, walk into class 15 minutes late and then my professor walked in 15 minutes later. Like...
Wait, why was the class still there? If the professor's 15 minutes late, you're legally allowed to leave.
You are. Well, in college,
it doesn't matter. You can just leave whenever.
Well, because with the...
What are they gonna do, stop you?
Sometimes I would walk into my classroom that, like, my next class was in less than 5 minutes, and there would be, like, six people in there that were not in my class, and they didn't leave.
I'd like to say, when I was in college, I worked as a classroom technology specialist, which means that I would...
Oh my god, I fucking forgot that you did this.
You have to, like, reteach professors how to use...
I'd walk into classes that were actively going. They would call us and say, my projector is not working. I don't know what's going on. And I would walk in, I would hit two buttons, and it would be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
There was one class that called me 3 weeks in a row. Very nice old woman teaching it in the theater building. And I walked in, and the first day, she said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Ben." She said, "Everybody give a thank you to Ben," after I fixed their problem in a good 15 seconds. It took me longer to walk to that classroom than it did to fix this problem. And so everybody chuckled a bit, and I walked out. And she called me next week, and I opened the door. And she said, "Oh, it's Ben again." And a few people clapped. because it was a theater class, so I guess they were used to doing that for performances. And she called me again a third week in a row, and I walked in and everybody clapped. Every person, including the professor, clapped when I walked into that room, and closed the door and laughed a little. And then walked back in and fixed the same problem for the third time.
This is the first everybody clapped story that I've believed.
this is a grandiose thing. It's just I, as a person who the professor believed could fix this problem, even though any person in that room could have fixed the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Any student could have fixed this issue.
Here's the thing: they were clapping during my shift three weeks in a row. No, I'm gonna make a statement here. Nobody in a class wants to be the one who tells the professor, "Oh, I can just fix that for you," because then they'll never leave you alone.
Yeah, then it's their,
well, the other thing.
I made this mistake. But also, like, I made this mistake with one of my writing professors, who was also just like a total piece of work. She like did like sword dancing in the middle of the class. Total, like, amazing, astonishing, super powerful.
Piece of work in a good way. You don't hear that.
Stunning and brave.
Super powerful.
I would like to tell the listeners, the reason Chris has not spoken in a while is because he's pooping.
Yeah. yeah, everyone should know.
They should know that while he's not here.
So this professor refused to, like, touch a computer. Like, wouldn't, like, refused to learn how to do it. And the only time that she would use computers for class is if she, like, absolutely had to and could not get around it. Like, every now and again, she would want to show, like, a video or, like, a clip from a movie.
Hold that thought. Remember exactly where you are in the story. We all got together and decided to, you know, take an hour out of our lives to record the podcast. And I know that we're going to cut some stuff that happened, but we're not an hour in yet. And Chris left at some point to poop. So even if you know, we didn't have to cut some stuff, Chris still would have left to poop.
If we had touched on college, I guess.
Yep.
But yeah, he got up and he said, "I gotta poop real bad."
So Evie, continue that.
And now I'm back, you sons of bitches.
Welcome back, Chris.
Okay, Evie's in the middle of the story.
She directly refused to interact with any computer. So the first time that she came in and was like, "I want to show a video today," she said,
"Chris,
before I call IT, can somebody tell, you know, do any of you guys want to help me figure out how to get a DVD into the computer and make all the volume and everything work?" And nobody said anything because we were frightened. We were scared. And so she tries to do it herself. And
did she run freecupholder.exe?
She manages to get the DVD in, She manages to get it to like get the media player open and get the DVD to start playing, but she can't figure out how to get the volume on because she full screened the video. I don't know how she figured that out, but she full screened the video and then couldn't figure out how to get it out of full screen. Couldn't figure out that the computer was muted and just kept hitting the like volume remote for the projector and making increasingly sadder noises. So I stood up and I said, "All right, Catherine, I need to help you."
It's Catherine. That makes the story even better.
Well, no, not that Catherine.
There's more than one Catherine.
Yeah, this was a professor named
Catherine that we all called Catherine.
Not as good Catherine. Okay. But anyway, so I was like, I have to help you. I can't keep watching this happen. So I took the video out of full screen. I unclicked the mute button on the volume slider down in the taskbar.
Did you forget to turn down the volume on the projector?
No, I did that too.
I
undid the mute button. I turned the volume back down to a reasonable level. And then we turned on Fahrenheit 451.
Instead of reading it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a conversation for another time.
Not a conversation for our comedy podcast.
No, not at all. And she straight, like, I swear she has tears in her eyes. And she's like, "Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. You're a genius. You're a darling. You're a star." And I'm like, "Yes, I know. Thank you very much." Anytime that she needs to use the computer from then on out, she looks at me and says, "Eve, our technological mastermind, our computer wizard, our PC mage." And I'm like, "Please, PC don't do this. Please stop hurting me like this.
Did the words 'PC mage' actually leave her mouth?
Yep.
Oh my god.
What a legend.
And she never thought to hit the button that says call CTS. That's in every classroom in college.
At the beginning of the story, she said, "Before I call tech support, does anyone know how to do this?"
But then she kept trying without calling tech support.
She said that she felt really bad every time she had to call tech support for anything.
Sit in the closet and watch Netflix.
What she didn't know was that the way to not feel bad was to have your whole classroom clap for the tech support. That was
It really did feel good. It was the only time I was like happy to have. Well, okay, that's not true.
Ben, that was such a great job.
I started playing XCOM in that job. I started watching Parks and Rec for the first time in that job. I did very little work.
When I got my first office job, I would sit down and like just watch YouTube videos. Nice. I would play Civ.
Nice.
Because I found out pretty early on that I worked, and I think it's because everyone else was doing exactly what I was doing, by which I mean not working for 7 hours of the day and just doing an hour's worth of work at the end of the day. So when I first started working, I worked so quickly and so efficiently because I was like, "Ooh, new job. I have to be like fully working for 8 hours of the day." That I got through the work, which was a limited amount of work, to be clear, so quickly that the supervisors were like, "Wow, I don't know what we're going to do in a few months because all of this work is going to be done." So I thought, I need to slow down for my own job security. So I cut down to doing about a third of the work. And I still only worked for actually about 2 hours out of my workday. But at this point it was calculated.
Yeah.
So I would work for an hour, play Civ for three.
Okay.
I think their internet died.
Who?
Ben and Evie.
Why? I just heard Evie.
They just left.
Oh, they left the call. Oh, I sorry. I was.
Did you not hear the boo-doo?
Wait. No, it's for me. They're still here.
Oh, they're both gone for me.
All right, well, Chris, we got to entertain the people while they're gone. Shit. Oh, okay, now, wait, am I still here? Chris, am I still here? Chris? Chris.
Join. Oop, hello. Ah, there we go.
Hello.
Howdy doodle.
Yeah, I don't know if that was like...
It was Discord.
No, it was Discord. Went
so
down.
You guys both got bipped off, so we thought it might have been your internet.
This is just a rough night, I feel like.
Discord pooped its pants. I've
got some fun Skook news.
Should we have added Skook Gara?
Skook is shorthand for Schuylkill County.
Which is not spelled how you would expect.
Where I am from.
Okay. Tell me about the Skook.
The one local gun store that I
like. Sounds
like
the name of like a cryptid.
It also kind of sounds like we're very close to being racist.
Like, oh, watch out for the Skook. It lives in the hills or something like that, you know? It
also sounds kind of like we're very close to being racist.
How?
The Skook?
What's racist about that?
I'm not going to get into this. Chris, you have a story.
No, what is racist about the Skook? It's a cryptid that lives in the hills.
I am taking offense at you thinking Skook is racist, seeing as I'm from there.
I didn't say it's racist. It's a cryptid.
Well, not you.
Let's move on.
Anyway.
What would the Skook be hairy, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, okay, you
definitely.
Know,
hairy, smells like Yingling all the time.
I think it'd be like a cross between the Squonk and the Sasquatch.
You know Cousin It from the Addams Family? It would be, like, similar to that.
It'd be Cousin It, just all of the hair would have, like, caked on wing sauce, and it'd smell like Yingling 24-7.
Mm-hmm. And then when they finally capture it, it turns out it's just a dude. Like, it's just a really hairy dude who, like, lives out, you know, off the grid, but he breaks into, like, the garbage can of the wing place to eat the leftover wing.
Yo, get me out of this fucking cage, butt.
I mean, that's just me.
What are you doing? What are you doing putting me up in here? I'm just living up here in my life. I'm just up here up in the county just doing my own business. What you doing putting me in this fucking cage?
This has to be a recurring character now, is the Skook.
The Skook, man. So Chris, you have
Skook news.
Skook news.
Yeah, my favorite local gun store just got a tank.
Your favorite local gun store just got a tank?
Yep, it's a Sherman.
For sale?
No, not for it's. It they do reenactments and stuff, and they just got a Sherman, a World War II Sherman, and that they
should be able to buy.
Was it just like sitting on the front lawn or something?
I mean, they have it out front on display for now because they just got it.
That's dope. But is it just chilling?
Does it function?
Yeah. It drives, but the main gun is inoperable.
Yeah, that's what they have to do to sell it.
Well, no, it's not for sale. Like it's
no,
their.
No, no,
that's what
the guy that owns the store is
sold it to the gun store.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they have the correct permitting and stuff for it anyway. But it's
can you have
just
the correct
easier.
Permitting to own a functional tank?
This is America, Ben. Of course
hey
you
guys,
can.
Hey guys, can I have a tangent real quick?
Yeah.
So I came home today.
With the orange peels and the...
So when I got home today, I found a couple of my socks in the middle of the floor, and I thought that maybe when
that
I was getting dressed,
maybe the Skook had broken in.
Yeah, I thought that maybe when I had gotten dressed this morning, that I had like dragged some of the socks out of my laundry basket, which is in the middle of my room. That I had, like, dragged some of the socks out while I was grabbing clothes and, like, that they got left on the floor. It turns out that what had actually happened, because what I just witnessed happening, was my kitten pulling socks out laboriously through the holes in my laundry basket.
Ooh.
To bat them across the floor. Hey,
and then she saw that they were covered in a combination of Frank's Red Hot and Miracle.
Well, something
well, the
that
thing you have
I...
to understand about the Skook is that he's not in defeat, he's into socks.
Oh. I think that I...
Hide your
microphone. Well, I discovered something deeply distressing about my kitten, and it's that, like, she will get... she'll take one of my socks,
and
she will bring it all
the way down to the basement and scream at me until I chase her that's wrong.
Yeah, she won't, like, play with my socks. She will just, like, she'll grab one, and she'll get it across the room, and then she'll lay on top of it and scream at the top of her lungs.
She says, I'm misbehaving! Come
like,
yell at me!
She's not playing with it, and she's ignoring all of her other toys to just take my sock lay directly on top of the sock and go, meow.
So, that's great. Ben, you asked us a question earlier about if we could bring one item to a deserted island, what would the item
be? Oh my fucking God. We're not just cutting that.
Pair of socks.
I have a question. What do you mean deserted island?
Like, uninhabited.
There's no people or are there animals?
There's no people.
Are there snakes there?
Are there animals on the island?
You would be hard-pressed to find an island that does not have animals on.
Are there snakes there?
Okay, but this is a hypothetical island, Ben.
Are there snakes there?
I'm not asking specific species,
but are there animals?
Guys, yes. The hypothetical was so that Ben could make a bad joke.
Yeah, the hypothetical was that I could say in three words, the thing I would bring to a deserted island is the Eurasian continent. Come on.
It was just a bad setup for a bad joke and a bad intro that's probably going to get cut, so this is just even more mysterious.
Wait, Ben, I don't get
it's like if
explain
you, if
the
you're
joke
clarifying
to me, because that
say,
makes
is
jokes
the Pacific
funnier.
Ocean, I'd bring the Atlantic Ocean.
Wait, like, Ben.
Huh? You want me to explain the joke?
Explain the joke to me, because that obviously makes every joke funnier, and I don't get the joke.
It's the punchline is the mental image of shifting the Eurasian continent to somewhere in the middle of the ocean. Come on.
That's funny?
It's absurdist humor.
I guess I'm not an absurdist.
Okay. I guess it's just bag on Ben hour.
I quit.
I mean, you know,
fuck this guy. Ben, honk honk. That's my clown nose.
Ben, everybody's gonna.
I know that wasn't supposed to be like a big joke, but that landed better than all the rest.
Stop trying to make jokes here. There are tears streaming down my face. I sound like a dying
graveyard.
Squeak toy.
Oh god.
God damn it. Throw my glasses off and you can wipe my fucking eyes.
You could have just taken them off calmly.
Okay, nope. So okay, guys, that sound that I think Ben and Chris and I were all making.
I'm still making.
We were laughing so hard we all turned into fucking seagulls.
That sound where you're like, where like a laugh, like it's a very, like where you're laughing. And then you're like, I'm done laughing, it's over. And then you can't control that you're still laughing. So it's like a whoop, like that noise. That's probably the Skook's mating call.
Guys, it's coming.
The Skook. Chris is the only one in range. Chris barricades orders.
Run.
Chris, he's
if
here.
You start to smell wing sauce, you gotta barricade the door.
Well, I can't tell if the Yingling smell is me or the Skook.
Oh no!
Chris, look down.
Chris, remember me.
Are
I'm
you
looking
the
down.
Skook?
I see feet and
so then you can't be the Skook.
Yeah, if you're not wearing socks, you're not the Skook.
No, I'm not wearing socks. Okay, good. I'm not the Skook.
Good.
Wait,
all is well.
I'm wearing socks!
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, you're not the Skook. It's okay.
Are you sure?
Okay. You are incapable of being the Skook by proximity.
Sure. So I think I'd probably bring a knife to the deserted island.
Just in case of the Skook.
In case of the Skook.
You never know. I think,
a knife stick. It's a knife on a stick.
That's two things.
See, I would bring a dozen wings.
It's my knife stick.
It's a knife, a stick, and rope.
I would bring my fighting stick.
You You'd bring a hitbox?
My fighting stick.
That's a good thing.
I would bring...
My fighting stick is an L bracket attached to a 2x4.
So that's yeah, he things, used it to fight saying. Off the deer that attacked
I
him.
Did. Yeah, it was great.
What?
Yeah, I had to fight off a deer in Ithaca. It was you fucking great.
You hit a deer with it?
It kicked Penny.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was horrific.
He grabbed the thing closest to the door, which for some reason wasn't the sword.
Well, I didn't want to kill it. And then I really wanted to kill it.
I woke up to hearing Tara in the yard yelling, "Get off my dog!"
Holy yeah, shit, pretty much. Dude.
Horrified me. And, yeah, there's this deer out of nowhere just, like, doing a full drop kick.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Penny.
It wasn't even, like, scared either.
I'm glad Penny's okay. How long ago was this? Like 2 years? A year?
Yeah. Yeah. Like just 2 years.
Yeah, I guess you haven't lived in Ithaca for over a year.
She
now,
was
huh?
Penny was fine. She didn't break anything. She was bruised for a little while.
Jeez, I'm cool. Yeah.
And Chris, when running out the door to fight off a deer, grabbed the 2x4 with an L bracket instead of the swords that were kept by the door in that house.
Well, like, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, historically speaking, swords weren't really used to hunt deer, so Chris couldn't know that it would be effective.
That's
whereas
true.
2x4s with L brackets attached to them.
They've been the weapon of choice
whatever.
For, you know, decades.
The patrician's choice.
I mean, listen, you don't bring a sword to an L bracket fight.
That's what they say, yeah.
Well, yeah, see, I would have
a knife to a fist fight.
I would have just, you know, like any sensible Pennsylvania man, brought my gun. But I was living in New York at the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in prison for existing with a firearm. So
we do treat them a little different here.
Just a smidge.
Tiny bit.
I mean, I do remember.
Stop answering this question.
I do remember.
Well, the other answers were cut. So
no, they fucking weren't. They better not be.
So I do remember one of our friends. One of my very good pals from freshman year of college. Wanted to order weapons on the internet all the time.
Who is this?
And he thought, Dylan.
Okay.
Okay.
It suddenly thought, makes sense. Okay.
Yep.
He thought, it is illegal to own these items in New York State. I wonder if they will still ship it to me. And the answer, several throwing knives later and several shurikens later, was yes. Yes, they will still ship it.
Yeah.
And several butterfly knives later, and...
I miss Dylan Bender.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, I'm still coming down from the high of that squonk joke. Or it's not squonk, skook, fuck.
Yep.
They're in love.
Wait, remember...
It's the squonk's shitty roommate.
Skook. Oh, man.
I mean, if I'm the squonk and Chris is the skook...
Guys, so I work at an establishment that exists. There's a vending machine in the break room, okay? I don't know if y'all know this, but vending machines, they get refilled by, like, vending machine companies. You know, they come in and refill it every once in a while. And then when you buy stuff from it, you're buying it from them. You know, it's just a machine instead of a store. That's how vending machines work. So, there's a vending machine that has drinks in it, and there's a Pepsi slot, there's a Diet Pepsi slot, there's ginger ale, there's Gatorade, yellow Gatorade, which I forgot that I really liked yellow Gatorade until they put it in the vending machine.
No, yellow Gatorade is piss.
It's gotta tasty be blue, piss. Man. And there's water. Okay. That's what's in the vending machine.
Okay.
Here's the problem. This started, gosh, probably a month ago now. Maybe more than that. Maybe more than a month ago. Okay. Everyone who works at my store really likes Pepsi. We're a Pepsi store. We're not a Coke store. Okay.
Good. As it should be.
Like, one time, one of the people who works behind the customer care desk, like, brought in a Coke, like a bottle of Coke that they brought in from home or whatever. And, like, everyone, like, made a comment. Including myself. Like, that's the culture. Anyway, so one day, one of my coworkers goes to the vending machine, puts in $1.50, clicks the Pepsi button, and an orange Crush drops out.
Well, that's a fucking what a victory. Wonderful surprise.
What okay. a fucking score.
Here's the thing. There's not even an orange Crush button on the machine. Okay, but they clicked
so
Pepsi,
there isn't.
And an orange Crush dropped out. Now I've just told you that this is a Pepsi store, okay? So this person really wanted a Pepsi, and what they got was an orange Crush. They were not happy about it. Okay? We were all very perplexed, you know? Later that day, another person went to the machine to buy a Pepsi, and they pressed the button, and a Pepsi came out. And so everyone was like, okay, must have been just a weird, they fucked up, they put one orange Crush in there.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, every now and again.
And then the next person
who
bought a Pepsi got an orange Crush. And what we discovered was that it was going back and forth. Orange Crush Pepsi, Orange Crush Pepsi.
You're playing Russian roulette with your
the
lunch
guy
soda?
Who had filled, no, it was just one and one. The guy who had filled the vending machine, we don't know why, but he put in a bunch of Pepsis and then started alternating between Orange Crush and Pepsi.
Was he running out of Pepsis?
I don't know.
And thought nobody's going to get this far?
I don't know, but me and my coworker Angela, we were both very upset about this. And we were like, the next time that vending machine motherfucker comes in here, we are going to give him a piece of our mind, okay? No, because you spend money, right? And you expect to get the thing that you bought, but you get something else, you know?
And nobody at your store thought, maybe we should call the vending machine company.
Well, we did call the vending machine company, and we said, you got to come fix this. Right.
All these fucking crushes.
So what happened, coincidentally, or maybe on purpose, conspiracy, the guy came in on a day that we weren't there, neither of us. Okay, but the machine was back to Pepsi. So it was okay. You know, all right, well, you know, you fucked up, but you fixed it. Okay.
They should have just replaced all the Pepsis with Orange Crush.
Well, a week or so goes by. And lo and behold, someone buys a Pepsi, and an Orange Crush comes out.
Oh my god.
And then later that day, someone else...
I thought we got past this!
Later that day, someone else buys a Pepsi, and an Orange Crush comes out. And so this time what happened was a bunch of Pepsis, and then a bunch of Orange Crushes. There's not even any more Pepsis in the machine this time.
Oh my god.
It's a goddamn madhouse in the store, okay? Everyone's on edge. Everyone's aggravated. The atmosphere in the...
I should go out and buy
the atmosphere. Angela did. She went out and bought a 24-pack of Pepsi. That is what happened. Okay. But the atmosphere in the store due to this vending machine situation was as if we were all lifelong smokers who had just quit cold turkey. A couple of days ago. That was the atmosphere in this store. Oh, right? Because here's the problem. The problem...
This goddamn Pepsi's the only thing that gets me through my goddamn day.
The problem... No. The problem wasn't that we couldn't get Pepsi. The problem was that you could, but then it wasn't. Like, the problem was that the option for Pepsi was there, but then it was actually Orange Crush.
Yeah, it's like having your choices stripped from you.
And then recently, a couple days ago, actually, the vending machine Pepsi truck pulls up, right? And one of the managers is like, oh, I think that's the vending machine guy. Angela and I come running, okay? And the guy walks in, and it's a different fucking guy. And we're like, hey,
like, come back and answer for your.
We're like,
fucking
what's going
crimes?
On with this situation? And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I was on vacation. They must have sent a different guy. So what happened is that some motherfucker, okay, who this isn't his area or his district or whatever, okay, was sent here because the other guy was on vacation, and he was just like, I'm gonna fuck with these people. That's what happened.
Like,
that's
I'll
the
never
conclusion
have to
of
see
the
them
story.
Again. I will never have to answer for my bottle crimes.
Somebody just decided to make your lives a little worse.
Yeah. Anyway, though, so the guy who's supposed to fill our vending machine, he put only Pepsi in the Pepsi slot, and he also took all the water out of the water slot and put Pepsi in there, too. Because
nice.
We told him, look here to the left of the vending machine. Do you see this water fountain? It's full of free cold water. We're not going to buy the water. Put Pepsi in there. And then he did. So the story has a happy ending.
It does.
But now you have two buttons that make Pepsi.
Yeah, one of them says Aquafina, but that's not true as Pepsi.
Can I tell you guys about a slightly less funny vending machine story, but...
No, listen, don't short sell your story. It's way funnier.
Okay. In the year of our Lord 2015, I was working in an office job that had...
I was wanting to make that joke a little later, but you stole my thunder.
In 2015, I was working this office job, and we had a vending machine. We had a vending machine in a little alcove, like a catty corner to the office kitchen. And nobody ever used it. Because, like, most of the people working in the office were, like, older folks, and they brought their own drinks, and, like, no one was really drinking soda. Which is fine. But, and, you know, like, I ended up drinking a lot of water while I was there, because I was, like, I don't know, people were good influences on me, and I don't, it felt disgusting.
That's good.
So, one day, I was, like, I need to, you know.
Oh, shit. What? What the fuck?
Guys, the spook just kicked in my fucking wall. And he's come to inform me that in Spookle County, we don't say catty corner, we say kitty corner. Help!
Okay. Okay. Well, anyway, the vending machine was in an alcove, kitty corner to the office kitchen. But so I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I need a soda. I haven't had a soda in a day, and I need a soda. So I go to the vending machine, and I go, and I look at the options, and I'm thinking, there's Pepsi. There's water, there's Powerade, there's Pepsi, there's Mountain Dew, and there's Mountain Dew Code Red. Delicious, spectacular, astonishing, show-stopping. So I push the Mountain Dew Code Red button, and out comes a Mountain Dew Code Red. Okay. And I think, wonderful, spectacular, so happy, never been done before. I get back to my desk, and I look at this Mountain Dew Code Red bottle. And the label looks a little faded. And when I open the bottle, it doesn't go kss. It goes
kss. Oh, shit.
And I'm thinking, what is going on with this bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red?
Is it full of ants?
And I take a sip. And it tastes
kind of normal. Oh, God, you took a sip of the ants?
There's no ants.
No, not a single ant. Wait, are there any aunts?
No.
Okay.
So I take a sip, and I think, well, it tastes okay, but, like, something is definitely off.
Well, it sounds like it wasn't... It sounds like it was flat.
Well, it wasn't.
Okay.
It just made a weird sound.
Was it, like, 6 years old?
Something was off. So I inspected the bottle, and what I did discover is that it did expire in 2012.
Oh my god.
Oh goodness.
And had been in that vending machine since 2012.
Yeah.
Probably since 2011.
And what I discovered then in that moment was why nobody used the vending machine.
Wait, nobody used the vending machine because nobody used the vending machine?
Because the vending machine hadn't been... But refilled, like, or service.
It probably would have been if people had bought stuff out years. Of it, right?
I mean, yes and no, because on one hand, okay, yeah, if nobody buys it, you don't have to restock it, but after a few years,
yeah,
you know, maybe go make sure the shit is still good in there.
I have another vending machine story. It's a shorter one. And
welcome to Goblin Cast Live on the Air, a podcast about vending machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had the SCP episode, and now we have a vending machine episode, like any podcast.
We had a Digimon episode, but it is lost to the ether.
Don't worry, it might make a comeback. Anyway.
Y'all, the Skook has whispered sweet nothings in my ear, and he's holding me hostage unless I inform you that up there north the mountain, but they sometimes say by Antony instead of catty corner or kitty corner. Jeez. And it's very confusing.
What?
Right.
By Antony.
Chris, did you just get laid on our podcast by the Skook?
No, I didn't. I'm very scared.
Nothing's into your ear.
Okay.
Look, he's gonna suffocate me with his gigantic 12-foot long buffalo sauce covered beard, and I'm scared.
You know, my favorite thing about college was that people who had, like, one of the bigger meal plans. The meal plans came with, like, bonus bucks that you could spend, like, at the vending machines. Like, it was like the money that you loaded onto the ID cards, but you could only spend it, like, on, like, food and stuff at the...
On food, like, that's what it was. It was only on food.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
so many 1 a.m. sandwiches using that shit.
Well, bruh. My favorite time of year was because the bonus bucks didn't roll over. So at the end of the year, all of these kids that had the meal plans that gave them, like, hundreds of bonus bucks or whose parents loaded up a bunch of bonus bucks for them would be like, hey, semester ends in 5 days and I have $300. Who wants a bunch of fucking ice cream? And we would just go.
That was like freshman year.
When you guys bought that pallet of Arizona?
No, that wasn't with bonus, but that was junior year. We would, I'll tell that story in a second, but that was like freshman year. Someone had like 300 bonus bucks left at the end of the semester, and they were with me and Ben and a couple other people, and they were like, help me spend these. And Ben and I were like, all of them? We were like, we got sandwiches, we loaded accepted. Them up, we got like all the fucking chips in the world. That was a great time.
It's like you walk in and you buy out the whole snack store.
The sub shop in the bottom of our dorm would run out of the good stuff a few days before the semester ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just, like, anytime I had bonus bucks left, I'd go and buy, like, 10 Freels.
Oh my god, Freels, dude.
I miss the Freels, guys. I
forgot about Freels.
Oh, anyway, fucking no, Freels. You can get Freels at Wawa.
Me and a guy that Evie later dated, we lived together, and there was this place, not far off campus. It was kind of like a convenience store, but they had food. Like, they had a lot of food. And if you ordered
just food, like a deli.
Yeah, if you ordered food from there, they'd also deliver anything that they sold, but you had to have at least one hot food item on the order. So what we
which
would,
like pretty reasonable.
What we would do is we would order like sandwiches. And then also 20 Arnold Palmers. And so the fucking dude would like come up to our dorm carrying a fucking pallet of Arnold Palmers with two sandwiches on top and a little bag. And but like, here's the thing, like, we did this so many times that like the guy, you know, like, it, like, got to know us a little bit.
I'd go into their room and they'd be like, do you want an iced tea?
We were lords of the iced tea. We were handing them out, man. We would go down like, to like events and stuff on campus, and we would always show up with we each carry an iced tea and two in the backpack for later. Because we would do this like every 2 weeks. We would order 20 Arnold Palmers.
I'm really sad that this was after I left.
Ben, this wouldn't have happened if you were there, because I would have lived with you instead of Zach.
That is true.
And, listen.
Wait, no, you wouldn't have, because I would have been stuck with Will.
No, Ben, I would have saved you, okay?
You couldn't, because I was going to be in a circle and I had already committed.
Oh, shit. Yeah, all right. Then I guess it would have happened. But dark here's times. The thing. For,
very
you know,
dark times.
For all the not being a good boyfriend to Evie, Zach sometimes had good ideas about food.
Yeah, that was, like, a pretty damn good idea. Like, pretty damn good. It was also in that room surrounded by Arnold Palmers that I got Pulsefire Ezreal out of a mystery gift.
That's true. That was a good room. That room was huge for no reason.
That room had a lot. It was, like, very lucky.
Well, we also, we lived in the same building as the music fraternity. And right down the hall, there was, like, a room that was locked just for them. And all the members had a key. And there was a piano in there. And so sometimes, like, at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, like, there would just be, like, a bunch of them in there playing piano and, like, singing fucking choir songs. Not, like, religious choir songs, but, like, it was weird. It was a weird place to live. And, like, you know, it's the weekend, so you want to sleep in a little. It's college. Yeah. And you get woken up by, like, you know, they're all, you know, good at singing. But you get woken up by, like, this choir of men.
like a Gregorian choir.
Yeah. So it was very singing straight. Like the so you Halo wake
yeah.
up at 11
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, like imagine waking up and there are 12
men
singing the Halo theme over
you grab
over
an
your
Arnold
head.
Palmer from the stack of 20. shit. Yeah, because I had a mini fridge and they didn't all fit in there.
God, so like... I know
my
that...
mini fridge was just full of cheese.
So I know that my Will was not a great roommate. And I was the one that brought the mini fridge, so really he couldn't criticize anything I put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was, like, after, you know, an event wherein apples are the theme.
Applefest.
Yeah, sure. I thought we were trying to lead people away from where our college was.
What we said it was in Ithaca. Why do
we
they
don't
care?
Live there anymore. They can track it down if they want to. What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? So, like, apply? Like,
we came back from Applefest, and I was in, like, full I don't want to be here anymore mode at that point. Like, I was just waiting to leave campus. And I lived for about a week and a half off of a pie. That I kept in the and I would wake up on like a weekend or whatever, and Will would be sitting at his desk playing Dota because he had been there since 7 in the morning on a Saturday. And I would open the fridge, and I was in my boxers, and I would pull out the pie, and it had a fork in it, and I would eat some pie, and I would put it back and close the fridge and go back to sleep. And this man was not a good roommate, but he never said a fucking word about that nonsense.
I'd
wake up in the middle of the night, and I would open up my 2 gallons of apple cider, and I would start chugging, and then I would close it, and I would put it back, and then I would go back to bed.
I was going to say, at the time, I didn't think that your roommate Will liked me very much. But in hindsight, he probably liked me a lot because I would take you away.
Well, I wish that anybody had ever taken him away.
Yeah.
He never left. He kept normal human hours, which was worse for me, and he never left the room.
Oh, man.
It's true. It was really hard to, like, interact with Ben because, well, Will
was
always
there. Asleep and Will was always there.
Yeah.
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 That's why we had to
just
take
remembering
Ben
all
away.
Those times. Yeah, I'm just remembering all those times where you would knock on my door at like 9 p.m. and I would get up for the first time.
Oh no!
Downstairs to the dining hall to get my first meal of the day.
Hey Ben, it's Taco Tuesday. Oh, breakfast is great.
And it's a good thing that Will was in the room for those times, because otherwise I would not have opened the door and starved to death.
Yeah, mood.
Oh man!
I like in, all the times
like,
that
oh,
I
Ben's with his boxers because he hasn't left bed all
man,
day.
Ben really then, has
like,
grown
put
since
this
college.
On and...
Not much. Not much.
Yeah, now I wear pajama pants.
Yeah.
So today at work, like speaking of people who don't grow, I overheard a couple of the doctors having a conversation. And they were talking about somebody being 4'11" and how that made them like a shrimpy bastard. Oh, and I said, hey, I'm 4'11" and they all like sprinted towards me and just harangued me for like a solid 10 minutes about my height. They were like, really? You're that short? There's no way you're that short. That's Paula Abdul's height. Did you know that? Can you get benefits? Are you
Wait,
short enough to get
benefits?
How old
are the people that you work with that they know Paula Abdul's height?
It varies.
Oh, man. That's Paula Abdul's height. That's Paula Imagine Abdul's that height. Being like a unit of measurement, though.
Like, I couldn't...
Like, oh, yes, the spaceship is 18 Paula Abdul's long.
I, like, couldn't, like, react to anything else that was happening fast enough.
Probably a small
except
spaceship, huh?
That one, like, that one statement, I just went, huh, really?
Well, I mean...
And that's all that I got to say in the whole interaction.
Noah, you must build your Arc 40 Paula Abdul's eye.
And then Noah's sitting there like, yeah, definitely, Lord, for sure. And then he's like, I don't know what the fuck that means.
What the fuck's a Paula Abdul?
Well, you know what they say in Milwaukee.
No!
Ben, I...
You said to wrap it up. Jesus Christ. What does the Skook have to say?
The Skook is telling me that he doesn't know what they say in Milwaukee, and also I'm slowly suffocating from the Frank's Red Hot fumes.
Wait, can you say you know what they say in Milwaukee in the Skook voice?
Oh, gosh.
can you?
I can, I but like, it wouldn't
give,
be
give
that
it to
interesting.
Me. Give it to me.
Oh, you know what they say up there in Milwaukee, but Gotta hike fucking 5,000 miles to get over there. It's like pissing up a rope, but. It's like pissing up a rope. It's real hard.
Okay, awesome. We have our stopping point.
Is the podcast over?